Right, right.
It's cool. A potluck.
Haynes has got the ball back. Now we'll get that. We'll get back to that. Leonard Bradford over to Swinton on the right wing. Swinton down to the baseline, pitches it back to Bradford. Bradford loses the handle but gets it back. Help! It almost Wallace almost tipped out of her hands again. Now Janae Larson's got the ball on the left wing, trying to find somebody to go to. Brings it back to Bradford outside the key. She drives the kid Drexel's off her foot, but she saves it. And Wallace saves, brings it back. Looking ahead, she's going to take it all herself and kind of just lays it in right-handed. Oh, a little hard on the iron and misses it. A clanker.
Barely missed it.
Swinton come across on the left side.
You and your clankers.
Clankers. The clinkers. So Bradford with the ball on the right wing now. Backs to Swinton. Swinton fakes a shot and then dribbles into the paint. Takes one up just inside the free throw line and misses. Wallace with the rebound.
Kylie will take it up, pass it. Nice pass ahead to Chandler Strickland, who's now in the game, and she'll lay it up.
Chandler just lays it in.
Also, Maddie Parker's in the game for Petersburg.
Okay. Swinton takes a long three from just outside the tip of the key. Clanker off the iron and rebound Petersburg.
Kylie will get the rebound, pass it to Emma. Emma, nice pass to Chandler Strickland right where she shot it from before.
That was good ball movement.
Yep.
Yeah, that's two easy layups by Chandler Strickland. The fast break is killing them here. So we can say it's 27-8 now, Petersburg. This is a full minute, but back to our game on Saturday morning. It's Metlakatla, and then of course tomorrow night they'll be broadcasting the Metlakatla game, boys game from Metlakatla. But the girls will be here playing Metlakatla, so come on out and cheer on the girls tomorrow, folks, because we aren't going to be on the radio. Who does it for Metlakatla? Do you know, Tom?
It's two boys. I think they're like age 14 or something.
Oh, good.
Not the two boys that did when the girls were down there. It's not those two boys because they've been, they were like hired into the coaching staff.
They
really knew their basketball.
They were pretty good, yeah. Yeah, so that's fun. So what is? And then I listened to your ads there. Steak night at the Moose. They're competing with the membership meeting.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. That's tomorrow night. Yeah.
Right. So I was thinking. I forgot about that. You know, the potluck membership meeting is if that's Friday night. I don't know if I'm going to be up by 11:30 in the morning. All right. Here comes Haynes across middle stripe. We got Bradford with the ball. Pitches it over to Zanow. Zanow loses the handle. Chase was hounding her, and it went off Zanow's hands. Tulsi had it for a second, and defense got a strong defense by Petersburg.
So Ruby Brock sitting now, so Emma Chase will be a point guard for Petersburg, and they'll swing it around. Chandler, Emma, and Madison are swinging it around the top of the key.
That was traveling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they missed one.
They didn't call it, though.
Honestly.
Emma Chase will dribble in, kicks it back out to Chandler on the top of the right three-point line. She'll get it back over to Emma Chase, to Courtney Fredrickson on the left wing, back up to Maddie, who's now on the top, over to Emma in the corner, to Adana, and she'll shoot a jumper right inside the free throw line. That'll go in and out.
Coming across mid-stripe is Zena. Tulsi with the ball. It goes right, then left, then back right, and then back left over to Bradford. Bradford now comes out to the tip of the key, looking for somewhere to go. Errant pass on, tries bounce passing it in to Krager, but
right into Courtney Fredrickson's hands.
Yeah.
She'll dribble up, get it to Emma. Swinging the ball now, Chandler Strickland will drive in. She'll
nice
put up a layup,
move.
And that's good.
That was a nice move by Chandler, eh?
Yeah.
She crossed.
Faked left, and then.
What do you call that when you start dribbling with your right and then a crossover?
Yeah.
Over to your left hand?
Crossover.
Crossover. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
That's how you cross people up and stuff?
That's what she did.
Yep.
So,
breaking ankles.
Well, that didn't quite break an ankle. Pretty good crossover. So Haynes with the ball now throws off of Petersburg's leg, and they get the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Pass into... Who's that? Oh, Tim. Ice wing got.
Katie Brock
is
now in the game. She'll dribble over, get it to Courtney on the wing. She'll shoot a jumper. That's no good.
And that goes off to Haynes.
Haynes will hit it out, trying to fight for the rebound.
So Ice wing got. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, folks in HANS. And if I'm not, somebody will let me know, please. But it's in the ball game for Haynes now. Autumn Gross back in the game. And I am sitting down as that now, and coming back in the game is Swinton. So we've got Swinton, Gross, Krager, Wangiat, and like Bradford in the game for Haynes right now.
So Courtney Fredrickson will get the inbounds pass and miss the jumper and then hit out of bounds again by Haynes. So they'll get it back. Emma Chase on the left-hand side gets it up to Katie. Katie tries to pass back to Emma.
By Bradford, but Pearsford gets it right back.
Courtney gets another jump shot, but hits the front of the rim on that right inside the three-point line.
Rebound by Swinton, brings it up the right side, now dribbling to the left. Passes about to Wangiat. Wangiat takes a shot from 15 feet, no good. Gets her own rebound after it was pounced around inside, puts it up again and misses.
Emma Chase will end up with the rebound, and she'll bring it down the middle of the floor. Gets it over to Courtney. Courtney over to Katie, and they're swinging it around now. Gets over to Chandler. Chandler back up to Emma on the top.
Nice move in there by Ice.
I'm going to do
a favor here. Instead of trying to pronounce her last name until I get it right, I'm going to call her Ice, if that's okay. We can be on a first-name basis, right, Brain? You are with all the Petersburg players.
That's what I do. So Emma will bring it down on the top, gets it over to Chandler, back up to Emma, over to Katie. Katie over to Courtney in the right corner, gets it back up to Emma. She'll drive in, kick it back out to Courtney. She's on the right wing now.
No.
Gets it back up to Emma.
Almost tipped away by Ice there on the cross-court pass.
Emma will get it into Adana, and she'll put it up, and she'll get a three-second call.
Ooh.
Standing in there.
Camped out in the paint.
Yep.
Can't do that.
That's what Gunner does.
Yeah, well, look at the size of his feet. He just has to get one toe in there, for gosh sakes. He'd be 2 foot out, and his toes would be in there. Haynes with the ball. Coming back, Janae Larson over to Ice. Ice brings it to the right side, over to Bradford, back over to Janae. Janae back to Bradford, just inside the three-point line. Tries bringing it in to Krager. Long point shot by Bradford, no good. Rebound Pearsford.
Courtney Fredrickson will get it, and she'll bring it all the way down herself. No good, but Katie Brock is there. She puts it up. That's no good. And fighting for the rebound, looks like Pearsford will hit it out.
Off to Pearsford. Haynes will get the ball out of bounds.
Looks like Josie Prue kind of knocked it out.
Bradford bringing his ball up. Passes back to Krager, just outside the free throw line. Back to Ice. Ice tries bringing it in to Gross. Gross tries moving her in and can't make it. Saved by Krager, but saved right to Pearsford.
Josie Prue has it now, right below the rim, and she'll put it up, and that's good.
Good defense, but they just passed it around him, and she put it up an easy lay-in. So Bradford bringing the ball up on the right side. Pitches it back to Larson. Janae bringing it down to the left side now. Tipped out of her hands by Proust.
31-8. Pearsford with the lead with 2.5 minutes left to go till halftime.
Krager taking a seat now. And Cowart coming in. Ice with the ball on the left wing. Ice bringing it into Gross. She pivots and throws it up and no good. Rebound Pearsford.
Kylie Wallace with the rebound, who's now back in the game. She'll bring it all the way down, but then slow it down. Kicks it over to Maddie Parker, who's in the game too. Over to Katie in the left wing. Back up to Maddie.
Well, Maddie will try to... Tipped away by Ice, and yeah. Haynes gets the ball.
Tries to squeeze a pass in there, and then...
Autumn gets the ball, brings it back up. Coming back up is Larson. Janae's got the ball at the tip of the key. Going to the left side now. Gets a screen from Ice. Nothing doing. Tries forcing it into Gross, but Maddie Parker picks it off.
Josie will get it from Maddie, and she'll try to full-court pass it to Katie Brock. And
Bradford steals it.
Yep.
And Bradford brings it all the way up and taking it all herself on the right side, and she throws it up and was fouled. That was a foul, right?
Yep, on Katie Brock.
Was it a foul this time?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
You weren't sure about the last one?
Nope, this one's a foul.
This was a foul. Oh, man, the referee at the booth says that was a foul. First shot's up and good by Bradford.
That's only the second foul of the game.
But according to you, it was only the first foul of the game.
Only the first foul of the game.
You said that first one wasn't a foul.
So it didn't look like a foul to me.
Okay, second one's up and good. Bradford makes both of them, so 31-10 now, Petersburg.
Maddie will bring it up the middle, gets it over to Katie. She'll drive in, but kick it back out to Maddie. Almost gets throws it out of bounds, but gets it back up to Kylie, over to Josie, back over to Maddie, who will drive in, try to get it into Sydney Guthrie, and it'll be deflected out of bounds.
That looked like it got tipped off of Sydney, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. We agree on something anyhow, Braden.
Some things.
Oh, her foot was out of bounds.
So Katie tried to get it into Sydney, but...
It was tipped by one of the Haynes players, and...
Yep. Hit Katie, she was still in.
But she would have got one more foot out of bounds, yeah. So Haynes coming back with a minute to go here in the first half. So we got Janae Larson with the ball driven left. Pitches it back to ice at the tip of the key. Takes a long three-pointer. Just wide of the mark. No good. Misses everything. Now she gets Bill. Bradford's got it now. Bounces it off her. Did it go off Petersburg? Now bounces it off her own leg.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to call it is off of Petersburg. So Bradford taking the ball out of bounds here on the left side. Pitches it back out to Larson. Janae drilling up, comes back right over to Bradford at the right wing. Tries getting it into Gross. They keep trying to force that ball into Autumn, and they're not having much luck because the Petersburg defense is so swarming.
A jump ball on that is Josie will fight for it.
Possession arrow is Petersburg. So we got 50 seconds left to go.
Kylie will bring it down the floor. Tries to pass it over to Josie, but nice defense by Ice, and she'll hit it out of bounds.
From what I see of Ice on the court, she's fast. They're going to call her for a foul there. See, I shouldn't even mention it.
She tried to deflect that one and kind of ran into her, yeah. Kylie.
Haynes has been playing a zone defense here, so it's the whole first half they played zone. So Ice has taken a seat, and in comes Zoe Hamilton.
It looks like Haynes is doing a zone defense against Petersburg.
You call that a 2-1-2 or a 2-3?
2-3 zone.
2-3.
So Sydney Guthrie has it at the top of the free throw line. Gets it up to Kylie Wallace, who's dribbling around almost at half court as she almost steps over the half court line.
20 seconds to go in this first half.
Looking for the last shot of the game, or the half, I mean. Kylie Wallace is dribbling around. She will drive in, kick it out to Maddie on the right wing. She'll drive in and put up a jumper, and that's good.
Nice move by Maddie.
With 3 seconds left.
Someone will drop across midcourt. Bradford takes a long one. Oh, clanker!
Brick!
Well, that's the end of the first half, folks. A fast-paced first half. Petersburg 33, Haynes 10. They're going to take a 10-minute break here and kind of regroup and... Hopefully, Haynes will get a little something for that swarming defense of Petersburg and get to close this gap a little bit, eh? What do you think?
Yep.
A man of few words, Tom.
Oh, you guys are doing good.
We'll give you probably about 9.5, 7 minutes, something like that, Tom. And we'll come back. We'll get the stats from the first half. And
sure, okay.
We got a
score of 33-10 right now, right?
33-10 Petersburg, and okay. And it's like I said, it's a fast paced game, but the defense of Petersburg just is swarming.
Yeah.
So. Anyhow, we'll come back in 7 minutes and give you a wrap-up of the first half and take you to second half action.
All right, so Debbie's...